horses were opposite to each other. Forever in deep and grave, irreconcilable hostility. Humans, our fathers held, had to choose sides. They could not be neutral. For them, it must have been either life or death, heaven or hell. They could not choose to come out on God's side. They could have said open war with God's enemies. The fight would be real and deadly and would last as long as the life continued here below. How different today. The fact remains the same, but the interpretation has changed completely. People think of the world as not as a battleground, but as a playground. We're here not to fight, rather we're here to frolic. We are not in a foreign land. We are here at home in this world. We are not getting ready to live, but we are already living. And the best we can do is rid ourselves of our inhibition and our frustration to live this life to the full. I think Tozer caught it right. Our mentality today is like, life is a big playground. We come to how we want to, and we don't view ourselves in this battle and passing through. So, my hope and prayer for myself and for you guys too is that we desperately need more of God in our life. We need the Spirit of God to fill us, to open our eyes that we might see. I think, at least for myself, I spend way too much time quenching the Spirit and grieving the Holy Spirit versus allowing the Holy Spirit to control, fill, and dominate me to the point that God is working in me in such a way, we're what? An unstoppable force. In the early church, when the church took off in the book of Acts, there was no stopping these guys. When people came to Christ, they knew they were going directly against the culture of the Roman and Greek culture of the day. And they knew to say, hey, I'm going to be called a Christian, well, many of them, it meant their death. It meant persecution, it meant execution, it meant crucifixion. For others, it meant being thrown in a big arena with their lions that would chase you down and bite your little head off, right? And they went to throw men in there. They would throw women in there. When they went to throw women in there, they would throw children in these arenas because they just simply chose to follow Christ. We live in a day and age that we view coming to Christ as what, a little add-on. We're forced to because our parents want us to. This is what we happen to do on Sunday. But when you come to Christ, the cost is high. So when they came to Christ, they knew that they were in an all-out battle against the world and Satan, and there was a cost to be served. So in these next weeks, we're going to look at Acts 2 and spend. We're going to look at about 10 verses, and we're going to spend about a sermon on almost each phrase there until we get done. So that's kind of where we're going. I believe in the early church, we see the blueprint for the present church. It makes a lot of sense to me. We know how the Model T car was developed back in the day. It's the same basic framework how we build our cars today, just with a lot of extra bells and whistles. So my hope is that you pray with me, track with me, bring others here as we consider what does it mean to be the church at the Ecclesia. trusting in God himself for his empowering. And we'll look at that more later. But to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me. So Paul himself believed that he needed prayer to be, well, we'll see. And his prayer is basically this, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth fully to proclaim the mystery of the gospel. So Paul prayed that he would open reconciled to God. And now, one verse later, Paul reminds the Corinthians, they have a ministry of reconciliation. I don't see this waiting of 5 years or 10 years or 15 years to get into the ministry of reconciliation. The church is kind of strange to me. We slow bake and wait so long before calling people to make disciples. Verse 19, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. So not the ultimate goal of the church. Worship is. Mission exists because worship doesn't. So, in other words, he's saying because people aren't worshiping God, he's not actually having a natural effect of people coming to Christ. He built all these mission programs to help that, to augment it. Worship is ultimate, not missions, because God is ultimate, not man. When this age is over, that's the summer.